Good morning, everybody. Welcome to worship at West End Church. It is wonderful to be together in person, wonderful to be together with those of you watching online. Welcome to worship this morning. We are here to sing praise to God, to celebrate who God is, what God does in our lives and in our world, and how God invites us to be transformed into the new creation that He is calling and creating us to be. As we gather for worship this morning, I invite you to hear these words from Hebrews chapter 1. We read this: in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom also He made the universe. The Son, Jesus, is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. Let's stand and celebrate the majesty of our God and of our Lord Jesus Christ as we sing together.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can of the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. The mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. Only Son, perfect and spotless one. He never sinned, but suffered as if he did. All authority. Yeah. Jesus, awesome in power forever. Awesome and great is your name, for you overcame. Power in hand, speaking the Father's plan. In this broken land, all authority, every victory is yours. All authority, every victory.
Well, friends, we are so grateful for the ways that God continues to provide faithfully for us, the ways that God uses our gifts and our giving to support the mission and ministry of this church, and we are just so thrilled with that. And so, friends, I just want to remind you that we have opportunities available for giving. If you're here in person, there are boxes located on your way out, including a box designated for the second offering by the balcony stairs. If you're online or in person, for that matter, you can also give online, or you can mail in a check to the church office as whatever works and is most convenient for you. But we are so grateful that God invites us on mission into this world. That what we do in this place is not just about serving us, but it's about celebrating the good news of how God is restoring and redeeming all things and inviting all people to know his grace and love. And so your gifts and offerings make it possible for us to continue to do that work together. So thank you for your ongoing financial support. Please join me in a time of prayer together. Almighty God, awesome and great is your name. We declare, we know that you have overcome. You have overcome the grave. You have overcome sin and death. And so, God, we confess to you that we fall short of who you have invited us to be. We confess that we are not the new creations that you are creating us to be, that each day, each week, there are ways that we continue to choose ourselves and our path. And yet, God, just as you overcame the grave on Easter morning, we know that by your power, by the word of your testimony, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we can and do overcome the death in our lives. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would just help us to hold in front of us who you want us to be, how you are inviting us to live, and to live in response to that, to love each other well through life's ups and life's downs. We think especially this week of the Smits family, and we pray for Don and for Randy and for their whole family as they said goodbye to Don's father this week. We pray for your peace and your comfort for them. We pray for all of those who have been walking through challenges with health difficulties. Everybody who's waiting on test results, everybody who's waiting for that appointment with the doctor, who's got questions about what's going on. God, you know each and every situation. And we just pray that all those of us who are walking journeys with health right now, that you would just help us to feel your presence and your peace no matter what it is we face. Loving God, I pray that you would inspire us with a picture of what could be. Inspire us to the vision of who you are calling and creating us to be. Bring forth within us the fruit of the Spirit and help us to love and live and think and be like Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we turn to your word, give us eyes to see as you would have us see. Give us ears to hear what you would have us hear. Give us minds to know what you would have us know. But most of all, Jesus, give us hearts to love like you would have us love. It's in the strong and powerful, mighty name of Jesus we pray. And we all say together. Well, when I was a kid, I remember reading a children's story, and I'm sure many of us know it, have read it to our kids, our grandkids perhaps, or read it ourselves, right? The story of the little engine that could. Right? There's a village on the other side of the mountain who's waiting for toys, and so the train engine has to make it up and over the mountain with this heavy load of toys, and as it's harder and harder and he's struggling to make it over the mountain, the little engine that could keeps saying, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Right, and this message of I think I can is sort of one of the dominant messages of the world in which we live. Right, if you face a dark and difficult chapter of your life, just think I can your way through it. If you want to be a better version of yourself, just say I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Right, it's the sort of pull yourself up by your bootstraps and believe your way to a better version of yourself. And we do this, we think of this in Christian circles too, right? That we say, okay, yes, I know I'm loved and accepted by the grace of God, but then we sort of apply that same pick myself up by my bootstraps ethic to how I have a deeper, better relationship with Jesus. And we make ourselves checklists of all the things that we have to do in order to be the person that God wants us to be. We look at the task in front of us, whatever that task may be, and the temptation is so readily available always to take whatever that task is, whatever that challenge is, whatever it is that we are trying to do and become, and think I can my way up and over the mountain. I want to be a better person. It's the beginning of a new year. Maybe we're still sort of trying to be that better version of ourselves. Want to be somebody who's more patient, more gracious, more kind, more loving. We want to see the world be a better place. I think I can. I think I can. And it's exhausting. I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted by looking at the mountain in front of us and thinking that the solution is just putting more on ourselves. Looking at what it is that we want to see in our lives and in our world, and feeling the burden of an ever-growing list of ways that I need to pick myself up. That desire that we have to be a better version of ourselves, that is good and healthy. I'm going to call that the power of the Holy Spirit working in your heart and in my heart to say, hey, there's parts and pieces of who you are that are not yet how I want you to be. There are parts and pieces of who we are, and I can promise you that every single one of us has those ways that we are not yet the new creation that God has invited us to be, because we're still this side of the kingdom of God. And this side of the kingdom of God, I know that each and every one of us has ways that we are not yet the people that God is creating us to be. So how do we get there? Without exhausting ourselves with a constant message of, I think I am, I think I am, I think I am. And that's really the question that we're going to ask this morning as we continue our way through the story of Balaam. Last week we ended with Balaam traveling and arriving to Balak, right? He had a talking donkey who had to sort of help him get his affairs and his perspective in order. But he arrives, and Balak, king of Moab, takes Balaam up to Bamoth Baal, and from there, Balaam could see the outskirts of the Israelite camp. Now remember, Balak has brought Balaam here in order to curse Israel, because he's overwhelmed with fear by the size of the camp. And so Balaam said, build me 7 altars here and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me. And Balak did as Balaam said, and the two of them offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Then Balaam said to Balak, stay here besides your offering while I go inside. Excuse me, while I go aside. Perhaps the Lord will come to me to meet with me. Whatever he reveals to me, I will tell you. Then he went off to a barren height. Now, one of the things that strikes me about this passage, as we sort of begin into this story, where Balaam is going to declare the message about God's people that God has for him, what strikes me is the different stories that are being told about who God's people are. Balak sees the people of Israel. He sees God's people and he is terrified, because he sees a force to be reckoned with. He sees something to be afraid of, something, a group of people to be feared. He sees their size and he sees a group of people who seemingly have it all together. And the story that he's telling is they are a threat. The story, the identity that he has given to the people of Israel is these are a people group who I've got to watch out for. They've got it all together. But it strikes me to think about how the people of Israel must be thinking about themselves at this point. Right here they are camped alongside the Jordan River opposite Jericho. We learned that back a couple weeks ago. Alongside the Jordan River opposite Jericho, they have been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. 40 years. For 40 years, they were a nomadic people group who lived in tents and wandered from place to place, led by the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. 40 years. The cloud would move, they'd pack up their stuff, they'd go, the cloud would settle, they'd unpack their stuff. How many of us here own a tent? Online, drop it in the chat, do you have a tent? A lot of us have tents. How many of us have owned a tent for 40 years? Hey, we've got one. The Haffer's tent has lasted 40 years, so has the Bernie's. Way to go. You kind of took my point away there. That's okay. I'm going to suspect that most of us, we don't have a tent that's lasted 40 years because things don't typically last 40 years. The Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Their stuff is probably worn out by this point. For 40 years, the people of Israel have been eating the same food every single day because they've been eating manna. And we know from earlier in the book of Numbers, if we were to go back and study it more, we would know that they've gotten sick and tired of the manna. They've spent 40 years without reliable access to water for keeping good hygiene. I'm going to guess that the story that the people of Israel tell about themselves is not, we are a people group to be feared. They're tired. They're sick of it. Their stuff is old. They probably smell. And the story they're telling about themselves is not the same as the story that Balak is telling about them. But what we see here in Numbers chapter 23 is that the truth of who we are is neither the story we tell about ourselves or the story that others tell about us. I want to say that again. The truth of who we are is neither the story we tell about ourselves nor the story that others tell about us. But it's the story that God tells about us. Because then Balaam spoke his message. God comes. God gives the word that Balaam is to speak. Then Balaam spoke his message. Balak brought me from Aram, the king of Moab, from the eastern mountains. Come, he said, curse Jacob for me. Come, denounce Israel. How can I curse those whom God has not cursed? How can I denounce those whom God has not denounced? From the rocky peaks, I see them. From the heights, I view them. I see a people who live apart and do not consider themselves one of the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob or number even a fourth of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and may my final end be like theirs. How can I curse those whom God has not cursed? Because the identity of God's people is the identity of those who are blessed. God said to Abraham, all nations on earth are going to be blessed through you. How can Balaam pronounce a curse on those whom God has blessed? It can't be done. See, friends, it reminds me that as we step out in faith to be the people that God is calling and creating us to be, as we strive to live into that fuller, deeper relationship with God, as we strive to be people who bear the fruit of the Spirit, who are loving and joyful and patient and kind and gracious and gentle and self-controlled, as we strive to live in step with who God is and who God wants us to be, we can expect that there are going to be those who want nothing to do with it. Following God does not mean that our life is going to be without opposition. Living in step with God does not mean that we are going to have agreement on how to live and what to do. No, following God faithfully, living in step with God, it means that we should expect that there is going to be opposition. And how we respond to that is going to depend in part on where we, on how much we have recognized who we are before God. How can I curse those whom God has not cursed? God's people are blessed. They're not cursed. And I believe wholeheartedly that part of becoming that person that God is creating us to be, part of living more fully into that identity that God has for us, means that slowly but surely, the more we remind ourselves, the more we soak ourselves in that God-given identity, slowly but surely, I think I can, I think I can, becomes I think I am, I think I am, I think I am a beloved child of God. I think I am blessed but not cursed. I think I am secure as a child of God. I think I am loved not because of what I've done but because of who God is. And as that message permeates the core of our being, slowly but surely the Holy Spirit takes a hold of our hearts and we begin to move from I think I am, to I know I am. I know I am. I know I am. Friends, 2021, for some of us, I know because I've talked to us, I know for some of us 2021 has sort of feels like a continuation of 2020. I think we're still stuck in the longest march ever. Friends, you are blessed. You are a beloved child of God. God is for you, not against you. No matter what it is we are going through, God is with you. I know I am. I know I am. And Balaam says, or God says through Balaam rather, from the rocky peaks I see them, from the heights I view them, I see a people who live apart and do not consider themselves one of the nations. You know, one of the really interesting things that's happening here in Numbers chapter 23, we see a slight but very important difference. Balaam says, I see a people who live apart and do not consider themselves one of the nations. In the book of Numbers, God's people are never referred to as the nation of Israel. In the book of Numbers, they're not the nation of Israel, they're the people of Israel. And here's why that's important, because a nation is defined by geopolitical borders, right? Even back then, right, there were sort of territories and nations and a sense of this is where this people group is. A nation is defined by geopolitical borders. A nation was defined by their monarchy, by their king, by their ruler. A nation was defined by being people of a shared ethnic heritage. The Hivites, the Jebusites, the Moabites, the Ammonites, the Amorites, the Hittites. These were nations. They had geographical borders, they had a king, they had shared ethnic heritage. But God's people in the book of Numbers are never referred to as the nation of Israel. No, they're the people of Israel. Because the identity of God's people in the book of Numbers is defined by who they are in relation to God. God's people must always be an open and expanding body of people, defined not by who we are, but by who God is. Defined not by what we've done, but by what God has done. And as that identity takes hold, We find this notion of being set apart. They live apart. They don't consider themselves one of the nations. And this idea gets picked up on in the New Testament as well. For instance, in Titus chapter 2, where Paul writes, who, that is Jesus, gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify, to sort of set apart for himself, a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. We are defined not by what we've done, by what God has done, and with that identity, it spurs us on to be a part of what God is doing in this world, to love and serve others, to give ourselves in service of one another, to be a part of what God is doing, fixing and restoring and redeeming this world. You see, I believe wholeheartedly that the more that we recognize our status, our identity as those beloved by God, I know I am, I know I am, I know I am, slowly but surely, that turns us away from ourselves. We stop worrying about what's going to feed and nourish me. We stop worrying so much about what I can get, and we begin to say instead, I know you can. 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 I know you can live as part of what God is doing in this world. I know that you want to be somebody who is experiencing a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. I know that you want to be that better version of yourself. We turn away from ourselves and serve each other. We turn away from ourselves and serve those who don't yet know Jesus. If we want to grow spiritually, if we want to grow in our faith, if we want a deeper relationship with God, the best way to grow spiritually is to invest in someone else's spiritual growth. If we want to be spiritually nourished, we nourish someone else. If we want to grow in our faith, we walk alongside somebody who doesn't yet know Jesus. Because the more that we recognize who we are before God, we are those who are set apart, not set apart to be cloistered off into a community of like-minded individuals. No, cloistered, we are separated, set apart in order to do what's good, in order to be a part of what God is doing in this world, in order to be a part of fixing what's broken, in order to be a part of investing in someone else and walking beside them in their journey of faith. I know you can. I know you can. I know you can. I know you can. I know that you can be set free from that habit that continues to beset you. That part of you that wants to be better. I know you can. I know you can. We cheer one another on as we work through life's difficulties, as we walk through a journey with grief. I know you can. I know you can. I'm right here with you. I know you can. We support each other as we wrestle with questions of how to make sense of who God is and what God is doing in this world. I know you can. I know you can. I know you can. As we know who we are before God, it turns us away from ourselves, away from looking at for what can feed and nourish me, away from what can serve myself, and how instead I can be a part of what God is doing in this world. The dominant question becomes, how can I better love my neighbor as myself? How can I model the sort of love that Jesus showed me? Well, Balaam, after he finishes this message, Balak isn't too thrilled with it. And so Balak says, oh, I think you were just scared. Right? He's still telling that story, that there are people who's got it all together. I think you're just scared of them, so I'm going to bring you somewhere else where you can see less of them. And Balaam gives another message, and we're going to go through this one real quick. No misfortune is seen in Jacob, no misery observed in Israel. The Lord their God is with them. The shout of the king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. They have the strength of a wild ox. There is no divination against Jacob, no evil omens against Israel. It will now be said of Jacob and of Israel, see what God has done. See, as we love and serve each other, I know you can. I know you can. Becomes I know we will. I know we will. I know that we will be a shining beacon of God's light in this community. I know that our lives will more fully reflect the grace and love of Jesus Christ. I know that we can do hard things because the presence and Spirit of God is with us. And when we doubt that, when we question that, when we wonder about that, we remember that God already did. See what God has done. I think I can. I think I can have that deeper relationship with Jesus. I think that I can be that better version of myself. I think I can be more patient. I think I can be more loving. I think I can make this happen. I think that I can fix this broken relationship. I think that I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. No. I think I am. I think I am a beloved child of God. I think I am accepted and forgiven and embraced. Not because of what I've done, but because of what God has done. And slowly but surely, I think I am becomes I know I am. And I know I am, so I know you can. I know you can be that better version of yourself. I know that you can be that new creation that the Holy Spirit is working in you. I know you can be set free from whatever death it is that remains in your life. I know you can. I know you can. I know you can. And so I know we will. I know that God will do amazing, wonderful, miraculous things in our lives, in our community, and here on the west side of Grand Rapids. I know we will. I know we will because God already did. Friends, wherever there's death in your life, we worship a God of new life. We worship the God who resurrected Jesus on Easter morning. And so you better believe that where there is still patterns and behaviors of the old way of life, God can bring new life. You better believe that where we are experiencing something less than the fullness of life that Jesus offers to us, that God already has given fullness of life and He will do it again. Because God already did. I think I am. I think I am. I think I am is exhausting. Friends, I want to go up and over the mountain. I want to live into God's preferred future. And I know we will, because God already did. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, take hold of my heart. Help me to know deeply and fully who I am before you. And from that deep-rooted identity, turn us towards each other, to encourage each other, to support each other, to say, I know you can. And together, God, transform us. Break down the barriers. Break down whatever it is so that we can be your people, defined entirely by our relationship to you, who you are and who we are in before you. You've done it before. You'll do it again. For how great and awesome are you. Amen. Friends, please stand and receive God's blessing. Friends, may God go before you to guide you. May God go beside you to befriend you. Beneath you to support you. Behind you to protect you. Do not fear. God is with you. You are loved by God. And God goes before us every step of the way. Do not be afraid. We all stay together.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God! How great is our God. all will see how great is our God.
And go in his peace.